anyway, so what are you guys trying to talk about right now, man? So obviously we're going with aliens.
The idea popped up a couple weeks ago whenever I texted you, and I just had the idea to talk about aliens. There's so much to talk about with aliens.
It depends. Do you listen to things about aliens, or do you have thoughts on it at all?
Well, I mean, so we live in Tucson. That's where the podcast is based out of. And it's interesting because there's a lot of stuff that seems to happen in Arizona, like in the desert. It's a weird area, right? So, I mean, we have the Phoenix Lights. Obviously that movie, what's that movie out of Snowflake, Arizona?
Ooh, I don't know. What's the premise?
It's this dude gets abducted. I can't believe I don't remember. He gets abducted. He comes back 5 days later. I mean, it's a mainstream. Oh, Fire from the Sky. Is that the movie?
Oh, Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. There you go.
Maybe that was a long time ago though, right?
Well, I think it was a 90s or 80s, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess it is. If you're gonna make us all feel old here. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think that, dude, honestly, so it was, I think, Snowflake, Arizona. The dude got abducted.
Oh, and yeah. Travis Walton.
Yes, Travis Walton. And yeah, I mean, it's just a really, it seems like the more, obviously, the farther outside of the city that you go, the more likely you are to encounter these kind of things, right?
Isn't there a lot of shit that goes on in Sedona?
Dude.
Yeah, that's down there too, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of. We're more, we're definitely more south. So Sedona is Arizona wine country, if you want to call it that.
The California Napa.
Exactly. So yeah, it's an interesting area, but I mean, the Phoenix Lights are a weird thing, dude. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of that. Will you tell me what that is? I've never heard of the Phoenix Lights.
You never heard of the Phoenix Lights? Have you, Joe?
The name sounds familiar, but I'm not exactly sure.
Well, dude, so the Phoenix Lights, it's a really, it's one of the biggest, most high profile UFO encounters. It's comparable to the fight for Los Angeles, where this crate getting shot, metallic sounds bouncing off of this craft and so on and so forth. And it's just what the Phoenix Lights were was this triangular lighting that flew from Phoenix down to Tucson, basically. And people were calling in, reporting it to 911. It's crazy how it was going. It started off north, and the calls came in a really linear pattern.
Oh wow!
So you're getting calls coming from Phoenix, and then they go to Casa Grande, which is in between Phoenix and Tucson, and then you get calls from Tucson, and then all these little mini cities in between Phoenix and Casa Grande and Tucson. So you get Eloy and all these other cities, and they're calling in the same idea where these lights are flying over the city, and people are almost hypnotized by these lights, it seems like. And the way that you can describe it is you can hold a newspaper up, and this was like I said, this was a little while ago now, but you can hold a newspaper up, and as wide as your arms open up the newspaper, you can hold the newspaper out as far as possible, and the lights would still go outside the newspaper. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's fine.
What year was that from?
It's more recent. Honestly, I don't know why the fuck they compared it to newspapers. Because
yeah, that's an odd thing.
Yeah, so that's what they were saying, was there was an old man that was holding up a newspaper, opening up his arms, and holding it out as far as possible, and the lights were still farther out than the newspaper was. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't know if I'm playing it well.
I guess I guess that's a pretty good mind picture of how vast the coverage would be of that. But so they never had any updates on what they thought it was. Was it swamp gas or weather balloons or?
Well, no, not at all. I mean, they were saying that like there was like military, drills going on the same day.
Oh, of course.
I can't believe you haven't. Well, yeah, honestly, like that's like always the, backup story. But it's crazy. You've never heard of this.
I very well could have and just don't remember. We listened to, have you ever heard of Mysterious Universe?
Uh-uh.
It's two Australian dudes that do a podcast. It's fucking great. If you like the alien paranormal type shit, that they are great for that. But they've covered so many alien many stories.
I mean, yeah, we could have heard of this, honestly, from like the early 30s.
Early 30s all the way up till now. They've covered so many stories that I don't even know what to think about it anymore. That's kind of why I wanted to talk about it, because I wanted to know what you think they might be. You think they're extraplanetary? You think they're interdimensional? You think it's mostly military? Because I think like 80% of it's probably military.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think that if aliens are real and if they've come to this planet, then I would say that they're 100% interdimensional. I don't think that they're traveling this great distance and then crashing on the planet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
if we're talking about Roswell or anything like that, I think it's like if you were to take a piece of paper and you put a point on it and you fold it in half instead of going that entire distance. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if that's a good way to
bending the space time. I mean, thing.
Exactly. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Like, what made you want to talk about like aliens and where they may or may not be coming from?
I don't know. I just think it's an interesting topic because it's definitely something's definitely happening, and whatever we're being told is not what's actually happening. But I think it's interesting that, recently, especially the government's been kind of like slow dripping some stuff to us, like the tic-tac-toe UFO. That was like late 2017. Then there's the confirmation of it like earlier this year. The timing of it's very strange. And they denied having anything to do with studying UFOs or anything like that until 2017, when they were like, oh no, actually we've been studying it for a while now. We spent 20 million on it, and now we're done. We're not doing that anymore, which, I mean, come on. They also said MK Ultra is over.
Do you think that has anything to do with the political state of the United States?
Yeah. I mean, it happened. I can't remember if it was after COVID, but I can't remember if it was before George Floyd or after, but it was somewhere in there where it was just like 1, 2, 3, 4, just like one thing after another. Yeah.
Where they talked about
the verification of that one. Yeah. this whole year has been a great year for content for podcasts.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is that you're mentioning 2017 is when like the stuff started getting declassified. And I'm not talking about the crazy stuff, like how the Pentagon is disclosing things. I'm not talking about that. I'm, how you mentioned 2017 is when it started, and Trump just got in the White House Trump got in 2017.
Yeah.
He won the 2016 election, but he didn't get in until 2017. So this is when it seemed like the whole idea of politics and Trump is the conspiracy theorist president. You know what I mean? Like every conspiracy related person, you don't necessarily have to be a theorist, but like anyone that's going to, kind of like dive into the idea of are aliens real? Have they been here? And blah, blah, blah. You're going to get into the idea of, Trump just created Space Force. And what is that about? Is that about, I've even heard things about Space Force is actually about fighting like Hollow Earth beings. aliens and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You can go all the way down the hole with all of this. That's why it's such a broad topic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting, man. I don't know, you know, what you guys feel about possibly aliens being like interdimensional, or I mean, what do you think about like the interdimensional versus like just vast space travel idea?
Well, if you're gonna like do a broad definition of it, like the Muslims think it's the jinn, which is basically interdimensional beings, but it ties in so close to so many alien encounters and demons and angels and everything in between. Anything paranormal can basically, to me, be classified under jinn. Interdimensional, who knows? Some people say lower vibrational, higher vibrational, you know, that gets into some real new age type of shit. But I tend to think they're more interdimensional than interplanetary, but it could be both too. Like we were just talking the other day about how every time there's an alien abduction, they always call the planet they're from the same thing as what we call it. They're like, oh, we're from Zeta Reticuli, or we're from Venus. It's like, God damn, you call it the same thing we do? That's fucking crazy.
I think that's just a fake encounter.
And, well, you could go into, like, they're tapping into your mind, too. Like,
true.
Oh, they know that you call that planet Venus, so we're going to call it Venus. You know, whatever.
They could. I think if they were going to come here, I don't think they would try to communicate with us necessarily. Like we talked about earlier too, it would be like if we tried to communicate with the ants that we're trying to exterminate in our yard.
Yeah, we yelling
like,
at them,
hey guys, this is super annoying, I don't like it that you're in my way. We would just be like boop, and they could not be horrible either, but yeah. I don't know why another life force would come in and try so benevolently to speak with us for no reason at all. It's just not, I don't know, just doesn't seem likely.
So you think they're more interdimensional though, but I know you're also into more of the hollow earth theory. I heard you talking about that. You're 100% on board with the hollow earth, which I think is super interesting too.
We just saw something on Antarctica the other day too about the beings inside Antarctica. I don't know if you believe in that at all.
Yeah, dude, I am 100% on board with the hollow earth theory. I don't know if the earth's flat or if the earth is round, but either way, the earth could still be hollow, right?
Yeah, it could be hollow either way. It could be a wafer that's, you know, no cream filling.
Yeah, it could be shaped like a football. I mean, we don't know, you know. So with that idea, yeah, I definitely think that they're interdimensional if they're out there. There's no fucking way. Like I said, there's no way that an alien is going to travel like unfathomable distances and then crash here.
Yeah.
You know, and like going to be made out of like tinfoil, like they show it at Roswell. I mean, it's just not realistic. So I think that, I mean, like, dude, honestly, I think like the plasma ships are more like realistic. But dude, it's so crazy. Have you seen that movie with Nicolas Cage, and it's like The Color Purple called?
I'm not sure.
I think
referencing like old Nick Cage movies.
Dude, well, it's not even that old, man. Like it's a really, really interesting movie. If you're looking it up right now, check out it's like Nicolas Cage, like Purple or Color. I think it's called like The Color of the Universe or something.
Color Out of Space?
Yes.
That was last year. From last year?
That's super new.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I've not seen
that. Wow. No, I've never even heard of that.
Well, check it out, because it's interesting. This, the entire idea of the movie is exactly what aliens would be. And, you know, Nick Cage is weird, right? And
I love
you know,
that dude. He's gonna talk shit on him. I love Nick Cage.
I think he's weird as fuck, but I'm like growing on me. He's growing on me because, like, you know, I grew up with in like, you know, the Gone in 60 Seconds and you know, National Treasure and those corny. Yeah, totally. All those corny.
Wait, how old are you, Ryan?
Oh, 29.
You're 29.
Oh, shit.
You grew up with that. Were you like a kid when those movies came out?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was an adult. Sorry. I was like, oh, you're my... Oh, never mind. Forget it.
I mean, maybe I grew up slow. Maybe. I don't know.
We mean, all
how old are
did.
You guys?
No, I'm super old. I don't even want to
talk about
it.
I plead the
fifth. But, no, Joe's... Wait, you're 33? You're
yeah.
the same age?
Super Masonic, I know.
Dude, yeah. And you kind of got... You look like Jesus, too, with your long hair.
Not
Dude,
the first time I've heard that.
You know, Jesus died at 33.
I know. So. Don't remind me. My coworker tells me that all the time. He's like, hey, Jesus hit his prime at 33.
His birthday is in a month. Prime. Okay, let's give it a minute. You'll be 34 soon enough.
Well, so what's wrong with me saying that a fucking Gone in 60 Seconds is when I was a kid? Because I was a kid.
No, because I was super old because I'm 40. So Gone in 60 Seconds, I was like in high school. Like that was a movie. I was like, oh, you grew up with that? I'm like, oh, I saw that like.
Huh? No, my girlfriend's 40, man. Don't even worry about
okay.
it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Not even so at all. But no, getting back to the alien thing with Nick, I mean, like I said, if you check that movie out, it, like, basically the scene that stood out to me was there is this thing that crashes in Nick Cage's front yard. And I wish I could remember the, you know, his character name, but something crashes in his front yard and he's just talking about this smell. And he's the only one that can smell what's going on. No one else knows anything about it. Everyone's just saying like, you know, it basically like a meteor hit, but he smells this disgusting smell. And he's like, it's like a you know, repulsive, nasty smell. He's like gagging and that. To me, and like you don't, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I mean, it's basically, you should check it out. But what it is basically, it seems like aliens could be more specifically focused on one person, so one person is meant to see it, right? So, in this case, Nicolas Cage. In his character, he was meant to see what was going on. It wasn't like his daughter, his wife, his neighbors, the police that came to inspect what was going on. It wasn't about them. The whole thing was focused on this one person seeing what was going on. And so
I thought,
you know,
that was always an interesting thing with the alien phenomena. It's always some, you know, ass backwards, you know, redneck in Arkansas that
someone
sees
who
this
no
crazy
one would ever
shit,
believe.
Where he's like, oh, they took me on the ship and showed me all the shit. Like, why are they coming here to show this dude that? Like, they always talk about, don't blow each other up with nuclear weapons. And okay, talk to somebody who can make a difference with that. Why are you talking to bumfuck in Louisiana? Like, no offense to Louisiana. Sorry. But that's what I think of you.
Some good food. Kind of, dude. No, I mean, it's not about like any person or any, you know, entity or anything. It's just for whatever reason. And like, who are we to say who is smart and who's dumb? Like, yes. Maybe that fucking bumfuck red is actually on a different frequency than we all are. You know, who knows, man?
Well,
you know,
I think so about that too. Like the reason that somebody that like that might be contacted is because we hear it on some weird podcast and we were meant to hear that, you know, for some reason or another, we were supposed to hear that story too, but they always have the same message. That's what drives me nuts about it. Like I love hearing these stories, but it's the old, if so, so what thing? Like if that actually happened, so what? Like, did that change your life? Did it change anybody's life? Like, is it a 6D chess type of thing where they're controlling so many different angles of it that we can't see all of it? Or, you know, it's hard to say. We don't know everything.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's really hard to, you know, understand what, you know, something that's like legitimately operating on a higher frequency or even a lower frequency. Who's to say that what we think is a higher frequency is actually like better versus a low, you know what I mean? Like you're not going to really know that. So, you know, something coming down here and fucking with a redneck, who knows, you know, if that's going to be different than someone fucking with a hyper intellect or whatever. So,
well, if they are actually at different levels contacting different people, then I think the worst ones are contacting the government officials, obviously.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Exactly. And supposedly those people are better than all of us, right? According to them.
Yeah, according to them.
Yeah, not according to us, obviously. But I'm just, you know, just like, yeah, obviously Hillary Clinton is not, you know, on a higher frequency, but
she's definitely a lizard, though. So
maybe she may or may. Dude, what do you think about like the ocean and like bodies of water playing in?
We were just talking about
that's the weirdest one to me, I think.
Yeah.
What you got?
Oh, nothing. There's so much we haven't seen of the ocean. Like, we've probably seen more of this of space than we have of our ocean. Like, it's so impenetrable to go down that far. I guess cameras and submarines and whatever, but I also think
there's some places they can't even get to. Yeah, it's like one of the most unexplored parts of our whole Earth.
I think it's actually, we probably know as much about our ocean as we do about space. It's as much as they want to tell us that they've found. Yeah. So they said, oh, we found this giant squid that's like 2 miles long or whatever that big ass squid was. What the fuck was it actually? Could have been something crazy. Could have been an underwater spaceship. Who knows?
Well, dude, that's the thing. I mean, like it's not even the ocean. Like, you've heard of Lake Baikal, right? Like, the biggest lake in the world.
Maybe?
I'm a moron, dude. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not saying, like, you know, there's this lake in Russia that it's called Lake Baikal, and there's a really interesting incident that happened at this lake. It's a continental drift lake. So it's basically between two tectonic plates.
Yeah.
And actually gets 2 centimeters more wide every year. So, you know, and it's literally the deepest lake in the world. It holds 1/5 of the Earth's fresh water. So it's not salt water, but it holds 1/5 of the world's fresh water supply.
Is it a giant like spring, or if it keeps growing, it sounds like a spring.
I don't think it's a spring. It might be. Check it out. It's interesting that there was an incident. I forget what year. We actually did an entire episode on it, like one of our first episodes that we did. And there was an incident there where these Russians were doing a routine diving mission, and they ran down there, and it's interesting that when you think of the idea of deep sea diving, they really don't go farther down than 200 feet. I mean, you can't go very far down as a human being.
Is it that shallow? I knew it wasn't far, but that's pretty insane.
Yeah, 200 feet. I mean, I don't know if that's the same case today, but I think this was in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, that they went down. I might be wrong, but this Russian team dove down into this Lake Baikal, and this team of like 5 or 6, they saw these humanoids down there, and they looked straight up like they described them as like what you would think of as like 90s aliens. Like 9 to 10 feet tall, skinny beings, humanoids with glass domes, metallic clothing, and so on.
Almond-shaped eyes.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, and they came. They reported this to their captain, and the guy was like, "Hey, go back down there, figure out what's up." And so they dove back down. One guy supposedly survived this entire situation. And they went back down. They were looking for these guys. They supposedly got hit with a sonic weapon. And then all of them, once they got hit with the sonic weapon, they floated back to the top. And if you know about like deep sea diving, you can't ascend too quickly. Because then you're going to get
the bends.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get what they call the bends, which is where your oxygen mask is going to basically blow your heart up or blow your brain up. You're going to get too much oxygen from going from the depths that you're at to going up to the top. So
is that what these bends are? I always thought of it as nitrogen, something as like,
but it, whatever, either way.
Blowing your guts out or something. The bends.
No.
Well, it's basic. I don't know exactly. I mean, I've never fucking been in the ocean.
I don't know either.
I've never. But all I'm saying is that these guys fucking got zapped with this sonic weapon. They floated up to the top because they weren't able to keep themselves down. Three of them died. There were like two of these guys were supposed to go to a decompression chamber, but the only decompression chamber was able to fit one person. They threw two people in. The one guy died. The one guy lived. And this is where we get the story from. But these are the Lake Baikal Aquanauts is what they call them. So that's why I was asking you about water is like, you know, if we don't know shit about space and we don't know shit about water, I mean, I think that it's more of an interesting idea to think that there's these beings underneath the ocean or underneath even lakes. Like I said, I mean, this isn't a saltwater, you know, thing. This is a freshwater body of water. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just weird, man, when you start thinking about that. And then like Atlantis comes into play here and stuff, you know, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, that since you're into more of the hollow earth type of thing, so you're aware of the firmament idea where whether Earth's flat or not, the idea of like a solid kind of dome and then maybe some liquid or something beyond that. Have you heard that idea at all? Okay.
Yeah, that, dude, like may be more liquid than empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what do you think the stars would be then? If that was the case, what the fuck are stars?
Dude, honestly, man, I think that to me, I think stars are not real. I think stars are just there for our pleasure. You know what I mean? And it's a weird idea, dude. Honestly, it's a selfish thing. And people say, like, if you think that there's no aliens out there, that's a really selfish thing. It's not, dude. I honestly think that we're special. I think that human beings are very, very special. That's just me, you know, and I haven't always thought this. I kind of reverse engineered everything, and I see how much evil is out in the universe, not necessarily just the world, but I see how much evil is out there, and I reverse engineered it, and I'm like, well, if there's that much evil, then there's got to be something that's good. And why would we be going through so much fucked up shit? You know, not just like, you know, I've had a good life, but I know a lot of people have not. And there's a lot of people that go through a lot of horrible things. So that's why I think that there's got to be good. There's got to be something that's good out there. And so as far as like stars go, I just think that it's there for our viewing pleasure. Personally,
why put it there at all? I mean, if we wouldn't have known any better from the beginning of creation, why even bother?
Because have you ever like just sat out at night and just looked up there and like you just feel like it's so insane beautiful to look up?
Sure, it totally is. But if it wasn't there, we wouldn't care or notice or wish it was there. You know, we don't wish something else was there. I guess if it was just blank, I wouldn't understand why they would put it there for our viewing pleasure. I mean, maybe that's
the same idea with anything that's pleasurable. What about sex? I mean, why make sex? Why make, you know, reproduction? You can make it so non-pleasurable, right? Like you could just make it like, hey, we think that we want to reproduce, so let's just do it. And then there it is.
We need another replicate.
But yeah, but there's this fun way to do it. And that, you know, it's only fun for human beings. It's not fun for the fuck? I don't know. Like Louis C.K. has this great joke where like you just see like a male rat smashing a fucking female rat on subway. And it doesn't look good for either one of them. They're just doing it.
Yeah, dogs like bite the back and the female's like, ah, and the dog's like, ha, ah, I'm getting you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like everything for humans, eating. I mean, you know, a dog eats the same thing every day.
And they fucking love it too so much.
You know, so I think that there's something about like the stars. I don't think dogs and cats and fish, they don't get to see stars, but human beings do. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a special level of enjoyment on this realm that we're living in just for human beings, and we get to enjoy it. And I think that, you know, I don't know.
That makes sense. But the stars are also, it seems like kind of a calendar. I've heard people call it the sky clock, you know, but they don't change. Like every star you can map to the day, to the second where it's going to be. That seems crazy to me that the world's spinning that fast around the sun and the universe is spinning that fast around itself. And
the galaxy.
Somehow everything we see on this little blue marble is the same every fucking night. That's insane to me. What did we see last night? We saw the moon.
Exactly the same. I mean, it turns.
And Mars.
Like, but I follow the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper turns throughout the year.
Yeah, it turns around like the North Star. It turns
a little
around
bit, like but this. Yeah, it kind of spins.
But we saw the moon and Mars the other night. We're up here in Northern California, smoky as fuck, right?
Oh,
we can't see shit, but we see the moon and fucking Mars. That's all we saw.
You didn't even come out. Yeah, I walked out. I walked out in our yard and I could see nothing. The whole sky was covered in smoke from the Zog fire that's really close to us. And I could see the moon really clearly, but no stars, obviously, because the whole sky was cloudy. But I could see another thing. I didn't know what it was. Joe got out the Skywalk app and Skywalk and looked at it and said, oh, that's Mars. But we could see the moon and Mars, but nothing. We could also see it was light enough that we could see that it was super cloudy and there were zero other stars in the sky. So it was very odd that we could see the moon very clearly and Mars and nothing.
That's fucking weird, honestly, because like, what do you know about Mars? Like, what is Mars? Mars,
all we know is what like, they've told us.
Yeah. Our previous Earth or future Earth.
Well, what I'm saying about the mythology or whatever of Mars, it's the god of
war. Oh, the god of war. Right? Yeah, Ares.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't know if you've heard about, like, the idea of you know, Jordan Maxwell talking about there's going to be some crazy shit going on in October because Scorpio is going to be lining up with Mars, and Scorpio is this backstabbing demon lined up with the war god.
And, sorry, Joseph, I mean, Scorpio, so I think that's hilarious. You backstabbing war god. No. Scorpio is a backstabber. I'm just
but
being
that's
a jerk.
The idea. No, I know, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, the idea of Scorpio being this, you know, thing, you know, kind of a demon-esque thing, and then, you know, flowing through the constellation.
Oh, the, you were doing your stinger, your scorpion sting.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like fucking popping in, and it's interesting. And this fucking dude was talking about how he wanted to be dead before October 2020, and he had a heart attack in September.
Holy shit.
He didn't die. And he's fucking angry that he didn't die. I mean, this is an old man.
I bet. He said he wanted to die. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's an old man. You guys haven't heard about Jordan Maxwell?
I heard that name actually, but I don't know what to associate it with. I hear so many fucking names every day. I don't know.
Yeah, we listen to a lot of random shit. I did not hear that one.
I know. Well, yeah, check him out, dude, because he is so adamant about a big, big event going on in October 2020.
No, and Trump 2020 sucked enough already. God damn it. I was hoping for nothing in October of 2020.
That's what he's talking. Well, dude, what the fuck's going to go on in 2021? That's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
it's, dude, I'm just waiting for the election. Like,
excited. What's that?
I said, I'm just waiting for the election. I want to see what happens then, because I think either way, it's gonna be terrible. Like, if Trump wins, the left is going to, I mean, what are they going to do? Come swing their soy burgers at us? That's fine. But if Biden wins, yeah, which I don't think is going to happen. I mean, do you think the right's going to let that fucking slide?
Who knows? I was thinking, so I was saying the other day that I hope that we don't look back in 2021 and say, God, remember when all they wanted us to do was just like wear masks? Because it's horrible. Like, the whole world like completely sucks. And we're like bitching about like wearing masks and worried about the election. But meanwhile, we're like now slaves in real life, like living in a concentration camp or something. But we're like, God, remember when we used to get to live in our own house and just bitch about masks and whatever, whatever else was going on in the world? I hope that doesn't happen. But
yeah, and it's so scary. Have you guys seen this show, Utopia? Have you heard of that show?
We've heard of it. We have not seen it
sounds
yet.
Sounds familiar.
I think we watched the trailer
for it, but we didn't watch it. We just saw the trailer for it like 2 days ago.
Well, yeah. So my girlfriend's been checking it out. And at the beginning, it says this show is very accurate to what's going on. And I haven't seen it, like I said. But this show's very accurate to what's going on, but it's not a documentary. And
it says that in the show, like it's like a disclaimer.
Yes, exactly. So
that's fucked up.
Fuck.
So if you just watch the title, like the title credits, it's exactly what the fuck's going on right now. And at the end of the first season, everyone gets sick and a vaccine gets put into existence that sterilizes humanity.
Oh,
and like
shit.
I said, but my girlfriend was telling me about it. And it's exactly what the fuck's going on. She's been fucking freaking out about it. And I'm like,
that's like the start of Handmaid's Tale, too. The sterilization of humanity.
Yeah, it's exact. I mean, like, there's so much predictive programming that's going on. She's about, you know, checking out, like, the more pop culture type things. And I'm, you know, I like seeing, like, what's going on. But there's a lot of predictive programming that's going on.
Oh, it's been going on for years too. I mean, we kind of went over that with the 9/11 episode. Like it.
But who would be
always? It's all happening.
To do this to us, though? Who would be putting this in there?
The lizard people. This is where we start sounding like.
For what reason? Like, what is their end game there? Like, why? What are they preparing us for? What do they want from us? And why would they make us wait? Why? Like, what's the purpose of making us wait? What do they gain? Is their interest like putting it in the bank? Like they get to gain our energy while they wait for us to die or whatever? Thing. What would be the purpose?
Sucking off the negative energy.
Okay.
Well, so exactly. So not just necessarily like siphoning energy, but it would also be something like, imagine if you had so much money and so much power. And you were also made to look good versus just having to, you know, wipe everyone out. And then, like, it's a possibility that, I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, let's say 1,000 people having to eliminate billions and billions of people. So if it's a very, very low probability that they're going to be successful at doing this. So they got to kind of look good the whole time that they're doing it to at least 50% of the population.
So and if
maybe,
they eliminate
maybe get
the
people to choose it themselves.
But if they eliminate the population, like how do they survive? Where do they go? I mean, who's going to run the electric company? Like what is going to happen? If there's 1,000 people left on the whole planet, it's not really going to last very long unless there's something else.
I think
on.
The Georgia Guidestone says, what, 250 mil? Something like that. Enough slave labor to.
Oh, okay. That would work. That would work out. 1,000. Yeah. 1,000's not enough, though. I'm just saying. 1,000's not enough.
250 million slaves.
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, like, who's to say that 1,000 people couldn't run the planet by themselves? You know what I mean?
I mean, it would depend on like, where you all were. Like, the planet's huge.
If it's 1,000 Elon Musk and Bill Gates, they'd probably be just fine. They'd just be wanking each other's nerd boners all day.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, this is a crazier idea than any fucking kind of shit that we can even think of. It's like, think about the Earth with 1,000 human beings on it.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying that they couldn't fucking run it. There's nothing saying that. It'd probably actually be more efficient.
Yeah.
With 1,000 people versus, you know, 9 billion or whatever we're coming up to.
They need somebody who can grow tomatoes and grow wheat and grow pot, you know, all the necessities. Oh yeah, we can grow pot. Bill Gates, come on, we can grow pot.
We can grow tomatoes. We're your people. I know how to grow vegetables.
Well, I can grow I can grow one pot.
You grew one pot plant.
Good it's job, looking babe. Really good, dude. I'll have to show you.
It looks nice.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. But no, man, I mean, I'm just saying, dude, like it's a really interesting thing. And you get into this idea of the post-human world. And I mean, that would be ideal for aliens. You know, this would be just an area where they could just kind of use the entire planet as like a petri dish. You know what I mean? Who's not to say that that's what we are already?
I was just going to say
like the Anunnaki, like they were using us as slaves for mining.
Oh yeah. I'm going to go grab I'm not going to call it a beer.
Here, but, you can have that one. I'll get you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That kind of brings up something else I want to talk about is what do you think about the ancient aliens thing, the Anunnaki, whatever you want to call it, Egypt, all that shit back then that we still really can't explain, like how the pyramids are built, any of that. Do you buy into any the ancient aliens, or do you think it's more of a hollow earth thing and they live in there still, or what do you think?
Oh man, I don't know. You know, dude, like what do you think ancient aliens are? Do you think that they're more superior beings, or do you think that they're time traveler? Like let me get your idea real quick and see where I'm at.
Well, I think it could be the same thing as there is now. If you think it, if it's an interdimensional phenomenon, then that could have been the same thing back then, because if they're outside of space time or whatever you want to call it, it could have been the same thing. But what we think of as space-time, too, is the old anthill thing, where to ants, we're outside of space-time. They have no way of even knowing that we exist.
Yeah.
So if we come up and move a stick, and they have to go around that stick, that could be
they're
about
just like,
the
that
same
was erosion for
as
them
editing our genes. And we're like, oh, we just have to move around that gene stick. You know, who knows? I don't really know. I think people equated whatever happened back then with God. And God could be aliens could be God. I'm not going to worship either one, but yeah, I don't know. There's no way to know. If you listen to Graham Hancock, he's got some crazy ideas too, but he actually articulates it well, unlike us.
Well, no, dude, you know, I think that, you know, it's interesting when you, especially that, you know, idea that you bring up of throwing a stick in front of ants, that the ants are going to be like, God damn it. Why the fuck is this here? You know, like they're just going to see the stick and work around it, whether they're going to go over it or around it or whatever. They don't even really realize that the stick was put there by someone else or something else. They just see it and work around it. And that's what
they don't even question it. They just go, oh, stick, go around.
Yeah. So there could be so much more that we're dealing with as far as like this bullshit. I don't put as much credit on these deep state people that are doing this. I don't think that this COVID thing is anything fucking short of a Chinese weapon or a deep state weapon. That's what I think that this whole thing is. Whether it is real or not, I've seen, you know, the numbers, and I trust in the numbers that I look into. I don't trust the numbers that I see from like CNN and Fox, dude. Like everyone's demonizing CNN now. Fox is no better, you know.
Oh no,
it's all the same. They're two fucking, you know, legs of the same fucking demon. So you know, it's all the same shit. But I do think that there's something to be said about that idea of the stick in front of the ant. There's something here that is so much deeper than any of us really understand right now. And, you know, we can speculate, We can, you know, even really, really intelligent people, people that dedicate their lives to this stuff. You know, you just did that episode with Monica and Brad from Propaganda Report. They're really fucking keen to this kind of information. They're very, very sharp when it comes to propaganda that is shoved down your throat.
Yeah.
More so than anyone else that I can name. You know, they're very, very good with propaganda. They don't even understand this shit. You know what I mean? They have theories, and they may be great theories, but dude, we don't know where the fuck we're going right now.
Well, that's why it's, and that's why the ant correlation is so on point, is because they have no ability to even comprehend it. Like, even if they wanted to, there's no, they don't have the mental capacity to understand what the fuck's going on at a deeper level. And I think that's pretty much where we are. There's something so far above our understanding that we just have to kind of guess and deal with the stick in front of us, which is 2020's stick right in our butt, you know, just pumping away.
Every I had month. To explain that to Maddie yeah. today. We were, when Maddie and I were, my daughter yeah. and I were driving home, bugs were flying into the windshield, and she was like, she's whatever little, she was like, why are bugs flying into the windshield? Why would they even do that? Like, I was a bug. I would never do that. And I thought about it for a sec. I was like, Maddie, you wouldn't even know that it was a car and that it was there going on a highway, traveling home. You would just be going on your merry way in your world, and you wouldn't understand what a car was for yeah. your line of vision. You wouldn't be able to see. I said, just picture you were as small as a bug and you saw this giant thing covering your entire line of vision. Do you think you'd know that that was the rearview mirror of an SUV that was about to smash into your face? You would have no clue. And she was like, huh, I guess I wouldn't. So it took a minute, but a yeah, but I was trying to explain that if you saw that coming at you, you wouldn't know what it was. You'd have zero idea what it was or what it was meant to do or what the passengers inside the car were doing or where they were going or what, how their lives were. You'd zero clue. So it made me think at that moment that we were really small, because I was thinking of bugs. And then I thought about, well, I was thinking about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy a lot after we talked about that. And then, it made me feel very small. Like, I don't know what's going on at all.
No, I love what you brought up though, too, about thinking that we're super small in this little rock that's floating around the sun and this immense galaxy and all that. I've heard people say, well, if you were, you know, brought up to think that, that you're just this insignificant speck on this little planet in the middle of nothing, you'd probably think yourself pretty small. But I like what you said, that you think humans are a lot more than that. Yeah. I tend to think that way too. And we're so brought up to think that we're nothing and just, you know, a speck in the middle of nothing, and then we die and then it's over. Like, you could call it you know, human hubris, but I don't think so. Because we're the only ones that question this stuff. We're the only animal on this planet that actually thinks about this and goes, wait, what's going on here? The ants don't give a shit. They just deal with the stick. Yeah,
exactly, dude. I mean, like we are the only ones that think this, you know. And then, you know, honestly, Jen, it sounds like you're raising a conspiracy theorist, which I like. You know, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's good for all of us. You know, so we've all driven by. You know, I live out here in the desert. I've seen so many animals just try and run across the street really quick, like whether it be a rabbit or a squirrel, and they just get ran over by a car. They don't think about shit, right? And they don't, you know. I don't know if you one of the best ways that I've ever heard, and like I reference this movie so fucking much, but there's just, you know, there's too many reasons, you know, to reference a movie. But Kill Bill, you know, especially Kill Bill 2, when Bill talks about his young daughter finally understanding, or just right away, not even finally, just right away understanding the concept of life versus death, when she sees a goldfish flapping on the floor versus not flapping on the floor. That's life and death to a little kid right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's so cut and dry. And it's interesting. And you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what humans are. Like, to a little kid, like, you know, your daughter saw that Like, why would bugs be flying into a windshield? Well, they don't understand.
You fucking dummies. You dumb bugs.
Yeah. A goldfish didn't jump out of the water in their safe little aquarium to die. They just didn't understand what was going to happen. If they jumped out, they just so happened to land on a floor and flop around until they died. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same idea. So, you know, it's interesting that we might be in the same exact situation where, you know,
it's terrifying.
We're here. It is, you know, but at the same time, I can't think of anything that's more relaxing than that. You know, like my mom.
Oh my God. I think the same way. I'm like, we don't know. That's comforting to me. Like, nobody knows.
Exactly, yeah.
So we like sit back and smoke a doobie and watch it happen.
Yeah, dude, who's the guy that said, like, there's two possibilities in the world or in the universe? We're completely alone or we're not. And I can't, you know, figure out which one is more terrifying.
I've definitely heard that. No, you got the point across. It's true.
Yeah, that's what
which I'm one saying. Is, like, honestly, it's like, well, we're not alone or we are. Like, we can't possibly comprehend of either. So we can't, our brains can't.
That's the steady descent into nihilism, though. And I've talked to my brother and you about that several times where I'm like, I'm kind of more of a cheerful nihilist because I'm like, the thing that nothing matters and no one exists on purpose is comforting to me because we're all in the same boat. Like, we just ended up here and we're like, hey, how's it going? I don't know. You want a bone?
It's not
like,
comforting to me. I want more than that.
This fits into that. That should go there. Let's do that. All right. Cool. Life. Yay.
I envy that about you, but I don't share that.
Well, yeah. So like what would be better? You know, like, do you really want human beings to be the most intelligent entities in the universe?
I think they clearly aren't.
It depends. Yeah. If the other entities are horrible and evil, then yes. But I would hope that
It would depend on the morality level of something that had a higher intelligence than us too. Like, if they had a higher intelligence but they're also assholes, that sucks for us and everybody else.
I think a lot of alien I think what aliens are is a lot of like Prometheus, like the movie. I think they created us by mistake and are kind of experimenting on us to see why we do certain things.
Have you seen that one, Prometheus?
Yeah, dude, I didn't even understand it, and I'm not going to pretend that I did know what was going
on. Okay, so, okay. I'll just give you a quick breakdown.
I didn't really either.
So it was very, very humanoid type alien.
Yeah, it was a prequel to the Alien movie.
Yeah, but part of Prometheus was there was a being they came to a planet and it got killed by another alien and its DNA went into the water system on that planet and it turned into us. And then they came back to like eradicate that because they were like, oh, God damn it. Like, you made a fucking species. Fuck. So they came back to like kill us because they accidentally made a life form by killing that alien.
The one tarred alien was like, duh, I made humans. Fuck, sorry.
Yeah, and it was like, I am your god. And they look like us, but they were a lot bigger. And it was very similar to what Egyptians have written on their, you know, inside the pyramids. It looks like us, but it's gods. And they have spaceships and crafts and all these different things. But I don't know. But it was a very long time ago. So that was the point of that movie.
Well, it's the story of Lucifer is what it is. You know what I mean? And I guess I understood it. It just, to me, like, you know, it just didn't make sense the way that it was lined up. But, you know, I don't know, man. I think that, you know, if you dig into it enough, you'll just drive yourself crazy.
It's like any of these topics that we do.
I know, that's why we're digging into it, because
I like driving myself crazy.
The movie, I will say, sucked really bad. So it wasn't like a good movie. I have to go back and say that.
Yeah,
It was a shit movie. The premise of it, though, was pretty interesting and thought-provoking.
Well, the premise was kind of based on mythology, too. Prometheus is a Greek mythological thing.
Oh,
and they kind of made this weird sci-fi movie about a mythology, but... It was interesting, but do you know anything about we can close out here soon too, dude. I know it's getting a little bit late, but have you heard of the Nephilim out of the Bible? I know you're not super religious like Brandon is. He's super religious and, you know, super Christian.
we'll call him a religious scholar. But no,
there you go.
You know, yeah, I have heard of the Nephilim, and they're very, very interesting. I definitely believe in them. I think that they were 100% real, and that's why you don't hear about them in church. You know, yeah. I think that church was infiltrated too. You know, so I think that that's why we don't hear about the things that are actually real. You know, like the fact that we have to hear about these kinds of things from conspiracy theorists or from alternative media sources is kind of shitty. You know, if I fucking ran a church, dude, I'd be talking about Nephilim and demons and all this cool shit to actually have like a fun fucking church instead of some boring shit where we're talking about like how nice Jesus was. Like, they make Jesus sound like a fucking beta cuck. You know what I mean? And Jesus was a badass, dude. Like,
he'll also punch you in the dick if you sin, send you to hell forever. If you dare question anything, your ass is on fire, literally, according to the church.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're great, loving God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, if you use the N-word or if you say, like, you know, any kind of racial slur, then you're just a bad guy. But no, dude, that's not the case, dude. Jesus was a fucking badass, man. So
he was ripping up tax collectors' tables.
I think that, you know, dude, he was fucking spitting in the face of fucking priests.
Yeah,
like he hated religion. He didn't like churches. You know what I mean? From what I understand. So that's why, yeah, like the Nephilim's fucking badass, dude. I don't know what the fuck they are.
It sounds like an ancient alien story, though. Like they said, these huge, tall giants came down and mated with the women of Earth, and that produced giants. And like that sounds like a fucking ancient alien story to me. It sounds like a Prometheus type of thing.
Yeah, everyone likes Earth girls, dude. There's something about them.
Can't get enough.
Earth girls are easy. It's like an 80s movie.
Yeah.
In case you guys wanted to know,
they probably are. I would imagine that they would probably be easier than, like, you know, intergalactic ass.
Oh, hard dude. To get. Mars whores. So hard to get.
Well, I don't know, man. I would say that, like, you know, the idea of that, it's always Earth girls. It's always Earth girls versus, like, you know, like like whether it's like an alien or some interdimensional being or a creature, like a lion, you know, fucking an Earth chick, and it turns into like a manatar or whatever the fuck they call them. Yeah. And then, you know, you get these like snake women, but it's always the female human. There's something about that. And
it's always aliens.
That's just the female humans trying to be dramatic and make it all about them.
Probably, dude. I don't know if you've seen
I think so.
Have you seen that meme where it's like the reason that girls can't fucking choose where to go and fucking eat is because the last time that they chose something to eat, they damned all of humanity, which was like that apple. You know what I mean? Have you seen that meme?
No, but like, I can choose where to eat every time. No.
It's always about alien dicks and earth pussy. Right. That's where it comes down. Oh, that might be the title of
Alien dicks and earth pussy. I like that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good.
Accidental genius.
Nice.
There
dude.
You go, dude.
All right, dude. We'll let you go for tonight, but we definitely want to have you guys back on.
Thanks for hanging out, dude.
Brandon said something about doing a religion episode, and we kind of, you know, crossed into that a little bit, but I think you'd have some interesting Brandon insights also.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate you guys having me back on. And yeah, Brandon would definitely like to get back on. Have you guys ever just thought about calling it like Jojen Ben?
Oh my god, I might have to change the title.
Jojen Ben? No, it has to be Jojen
Ben. Legit, alien
that
dick
is
and
such
earth
a
pussy.
Good story. Like it makes us all happy to hear it. It's like the story of how we all met, kind of legit bat. It's really it is a dick joke, but it's like so it has a deeper meaning with us. It's stupid, but it's like all our little beginning story.
No, I like it. I like legit bat because it's interesting. But you know, I was just thinking of because when I was mentioning to Brandon, I was like, yeah, Joe Jen Ben. And then I was just thinking, I was like, Joe Jen Ben. That sounds like a like it sounds like when you start a car up. Or like
Joe Jen Ben 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 Ben
Ben Ben Ben Ben Ben. Yeah, what's that old movie where they like
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yes, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh my god.
Exactly, dude. Joe Jen Ben
with Dick so, Van Dyke. Yeah, I mean, Fleet Van Dyke.
Something to think about, dude. It's probably better than people of non-color or whatever the fuck I said earlier.
Oh, the colored people podcast. Yeah. I'm not as tan now. Hey, I can't say that anymore.
The colored people.
Hey man, you'll get a lot. You'll get a lot of black people viewing you guys if you do that. So.
Hey, for a second, them all.
Until they realize that it's not what they were trying to listen to.
All right, man.
This is a we'll white chick, two white dudes. All right.
we'll let you go, dude. But you look super comfy in your bed right now. So you have a good night.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you man. We'll talk to you later.
Too, man. And thanks again. And take care.
Of course. Right. See you later, right, dude.
Peace.
Later.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.